When the coordination of a horse's back is correct, or even almost correct, a horse and trainer can easily match their steps. Chazot's first attempt in coordinating his back muscles is not perfect. Chazot and Jean-Luc's steps remain synchronized, but if you watch carefully, you can see strides where their movements are easy and in harmony. Other times, Chazot sustains some contractions in the back, and his motion is stiff. Back muscle contractions may result from weight on the bit, slight increase of the speed, or unsynchronized work of the back muscles. Another interesting observation is the correlation between neck position and proper mechanism of the horse's vertebral column. You can observe that the reins are very lightly adjusted. When Chazot's back is properly coordinated, Chazot places his neck in a posture that enhances the mechanism of the vertebral column. Instead of restricting the horse's neck through side reins or other training devices, Jean-Luc lets the horse find the neck position that better allows coordination of the vertebral column mechanism. This video sequence is not edited, and the horse's difficulties illustrate the fact that repeating the movement does not educate the body. Human athletic training has moved away from the infamous practice makes perfect in favor of the more rational perfect practice makes perfect. Perfect practice is about preparing efficiently the athlete's physique for the effort. At this time of this training session, Chazot's vertebral column is not correctly coordinated. He is not physically ready for the shoulder in, and the shoulder in will not coordinate his body. An average horse would simply contract the jaws or back. Chazot's reactions are highly spirited because Chazot is a highly spirited horse. This is not about behavior or a lack of submission. Is it about an expressive horse reacting to physical difficulties? Jean-Luc reassures Chazot, lets him rest a few strides to better organize his vertebral column mechanism for the next shoulder in. Right shoulder in is asked for by placing the whip where the rider's right leg would be. In order to move the horse's shoulders to the right, Jean-Luc places his body slightly forward toward the horse's shoulders. The reins are adjusted to place the horse's head to the right. The lateral displacement is the spectacular part of the shoulder in, but Jean-Luc's greatest concern is that the lateral bending is correlated with the correct transversal rotation. The practical application of this psychological phenomenon is clearly apparent when the rotation is incorrect. The weight shifts to the horse's outside shoulder. When the rotation is proper, the horse keeps the wither exactly perpendicular with the ground. One of the greatest effects of the shoulder in is the lowering and adduction of the inside leg. Indeed, lowering the adduction of the inside hind leg is only possible if lateral bending is coupled with the correct rotation. Left shoulder in is asked for by placing the trainer's body where the rider's inside leg would be. The reins are adjusted to place the head to the left. The lateral displacement of the shoulders to the left is asked for by exerting a light pressure with the fingers on the right side of the horse's withers. If the horse exaggerates the angle, as is the case here, Jean-Luc simply moves his body forward toward the neck, and Chazot responds by placing his body on a better angle. At first, Chazot's vertebral column is rigid because Chazot tries to put pressure on the bit. After a few steps, Chazot regains balance control and the shoulder in becomes fluid. Left shoulder in is more difficult for Chazot. His mental processing is quite apparent. He speeds up, loses activity of the hind legs, falls on the outside shoulder, stiffens the neck, and then he coordinates his body properly and the shoulder in is effortless. There are 185 synovial articulations in the horse's vertebral column. The task of coordinating efficiently all of these articulations and associated muscles, tendons, and ligaments is not easy. Frustration, anger, revolt, impatience are part of the horse's learning process. They are not behavior issues that should be punished. No horse learns to make the right decision without being free to make the wrong ones.